This call is being recorded.
Okay, here we go. Hey, good evening, my friends. I'm so very, very excited to be on you the call. I'm going to share some very some tips that have helped me to get through and get going and to keep focused and move forward. And we're going to talk about goal setting. But goal setting, you know, we get so inundated with teachings on goal setting. We hear about it all the time. You know, well, you set worthwhile goals and set meaningful goals, and you know, and you do what we call breakthrough goals, and you have milestones to the next goals and so forth. And then we were taught to, a lot of us were in the old MLMs, you know, in the old days I was, and we were taught to do dream boards, and you know, none of that ever worked for me, to be honest with you. But let me share with you what did work, and we'll have a discussion about it. What worked for me, and I learned this from Dan Kennedy. I learned it from the person, John Maxwell, taught it to me. And I actually was a live class. I think it was in Texas when I took that class. But anyway, what I learned from him that changed for me in goal setting that made so much sense. He told us, he said, you know, if you really want goals to work for you, you need to write a vision story about your life. And I just thought about that. And I was reading a Brian Tracy book called Focus, and all sort of came together for me. And I really got what John was saying after reading Brian's book as well. But what do they mean? Write a vision story about your life, about the way you want your life. Brian Tracy said, if you snap your fingers, if you can imagine that perfect day, that perfect week, that perfect month, that perfect year, you know, your life would change. You know, so you want to think about the way you want your life to be, not the way your life is. And he also taught me about the law of correspondence. That means, and I share this a lot with you guys, but the law of correspondence is so powerful because as you focus on something, you bring it about. What you think about, you bring about. What you focus, you get, you gain. And how do we get that focus so lined up that it becomes significant to us, that moves us into an action to do something that we've never done before? Now, I went back, I was thinking back, and I wrote an article, but it's not on my website here. If you go to the 30 Minute Millionaire website, which I use to teach and coach and consult on social media marketing, 30 Minute Millionaire website, you'll find an article. It's 30-millionaire.com. If you go on that website, you'll find an article and about goal setting. And it talks about a little kid that was in the eighth grade. And that little kid was playing with a leaf, and he had a magnifying glass. And he put that magnifying glass on the leaf, and he kept it there. And all of a sudden, you saw a little smoke come out of that leaf, and then you saw a little red around a little hole that was burning through that leaf. And then poof, that leaf had started the fire. And what that taught me was that if you focus on something long enough, something happens. And so many times we jump from one thing to another thing, and we don't get the focus out of what we're doing. So why am I sharing this? Because the word focus is very, very powerful. And if we can focus our energy, if we can focus, you know, our desires and our demands on what we want to accomplish, we're going to see great things happen. But what's going to motivate us to get that focus going? Well, that's when John Maxwell hit it for me. Because I set goals and I worked towards goals and nothing ever happened. And I got discouraged and I wouldn't do it anymore. You know, and I had what I call the magnifying glass focus. But what changed for me? He said, write a vision story. Write it your life the way you want it. If you could snap your fingers, wave your magic wand, how do you vision your life to be? And I started thinking about, oh my God, if I could just get rid of all that debt. I was so sick of debt. I could just get all rid of those credit cards, you know, and I would be so happy. I started thinking like that a little bit, you know. And I said, boy, if I just had a steady stream of income coming into my home that I can manage my life without, you know, have the yo-yo income going up and down, how much better would my life be? What would I do with my life? And I started thinking about, oh my God, I don't take enough vacations. I just work. All I am is a workaholic. And I started really reflecting and inner searching and saying, you know, my life isn't the way I want it. So I started visualizing, what would my life be like? If I could snap my fingers, you know, what would my life be like? And I sat down, I wrote a vision story. And I wrote it as if I was living it. It was never in future tense, like, if I do this, this will happen. It was always, you know, I was a best-selling author. I just got a huge check, came in the mail. And I started writing like I was living it and breathing it. And it was part of me, you know. I started thinking about, oh, my God, I would love to race a yacht. And, you know, and I started visualizing that yacht and going and watch other. I went to the big boat series in San Francisco, and I watched those people, those yachts. And when I was out on my little boat and this beautiful yacht sailed by me, I thought, I never in a million years thought I would have that yacht, you know. And, you know, I wanted it so bad inside that I just visioned my life about having that yacht. And folks, I was dead broke. And I bought a $150,000 yacht. And when I got through rigging that boat to race, I had over $300,000 of value in that boat. And I raced that boat all over the bay. And I raced that boat down to Santa Barbara. Raced it down to Santa Cruz. And I had one of the top race boats in the Bay Area. Think about that. I bought that boat when I was broke. How could I do that? Because, you see, when the dream is big enough, when you want it bad enough, when you visualize it the way you want it, it changes everything. Lines up your focus. And I started getting creative. I found a credit union that gave me 100% financing on that boat. You see, and when I started out in real estate, I had that same vision that how I wanted my business to be. I started thinking, man, if I could make a couple $100,000 on these flips, and I could do 5 flips a year, you know, I could profit $1 million a year in income. And if I could do 10 flips a year, oh my God, that's $2 million. If I got to split it with partners, I could come out with $1 million net income, you see. And I visualized, what would I do if I had that income, if I had that life? I visualized it. I focused on it. And then all of a sudden, things started to happen. And I started setting these goals. Okay, I want to learn how to raise private money. And I invested money into an organization like Fortune Builders that taught me how to raise private money. And then I said, I want to learn how to wholesale. And I took several courses. I took one in Renatus and another one at Fortune Builders. And I took other courses. And, you know, I spent a year learning how to do it, learning how to do flips. And I invested in myself, and I kept investing in myself. Then my first goal was, I got to get the education done. I got to know what I'm doing. And I'm very proud of this, because today I see a business growing, a multitude. I'm seeing that I have my own crew now. I'm seeing that I can find the deals. Things are happening. And I'm using myself as an example, not to impress you, but to impress upon you by sharing the very struggles that I went through, the very doubt and, you know, and disbelief I had to get there. I set a goal, but I said, you know, I'm going to start 5 deals before the end of the year, 5 rehabs. They're going to make me $1 million in profit. That's a crazy goal. I wrote it down. And I said, well, what do I have to do to get there? I wrote that vision story out, that I wanted a business at that level and what it would do for me, what my life would be like. And I said, now if I could get project managers to work for me, and if I could train people to run my direct mail program, and if I could get people out there knocking on doors, and what if I could take my broker's license, and what if I could start a company called REI Realty? And my mind started getting creative. I wake up in the morning, I started thinking about that. Wouldn't it be cool if I had realtors that work for me, that they went out there and found me deals? What if I have access to the MLS and I can go write a contract for $1 million property and make $25,000 real quick because I can earn that commission because I'm a broker? And what if I could sell that property, get 1% from other brokers to sell it? And you know, everything I already owe is $1.1 million, $1.5 million, right? And I said, oh my God, you know what? 1% of $1.5 million, that's another $15,000. And all of a sudden I said, I could pick up $25,000 of income in the beginning, and then I could put it on the market and list it and co-list it with another realtor. I don't have to do all those stupid forms and everything. I'll pay them 1.5%, but I get 1% and I make another $15,000. That's $40,000 on one property. Folks, I just wrote a contract and made that kind of money. How cool is that? And it all came because I was inspired by what? I was inspired by a vision of my life because I wanted it to be changed so bad. I wanted a lifestyle where I could spend time with my grandson, who's a special needs child who had epilepsy when he was a kid, and he grew out of it. But the medicine hurt him so bad. He's 10 years old, but he's got the mind of a 7 year old. But I love my little guy. And when he comes here, it's just grandpa and him. You know, I wanted to spend more time. I want to be able to take my daughter and my grandson to Disney World and to Disneyland and do the type of things with them. That was my vision of my life. I wanted my wife to have a retirement, not worry about it. She had over $1 million inheritance in her life, and I don't want her to touch that freaking money. I want her retirement to come from me, not her family. And that inspired me to write a vision story about the way I wanted my life to be, and I wanted my wife's life to be that way. And it got real meaningful. And then I wrote that story. I said, okay, what kind of income is it going to take? And what do I have to do to get that income? And I wrote down, I had to be educated and I have to learn. And then I had to put it into a plan of action. And I had to set dates. So every time I set these dates, these worthwhile dates, okay, my life changed, because in the dates I would say, you know what? I'm going to get 5 deals going before the end of the year. I'm going to have 5 rehabs started by the end of the year. And all of a sudden, my crew was growing. And all of a sudden, I went out and looked at 56 homes in 3 days to make 2 offers on homes. I got another offer going I'm going to be putting in the next couple of days on another home. And all of a sudden, you know, it's amazing because, you know, I told myself, I'm going to own Berkeley. I'm going to own it. Everybody's going to know REI Homes, Signature Properties. I'm going to send out letters to every freaking home in Berkeley. And I'm focused like that little kid in that magnifying glass. I'm going to get it done. I'm going to talk to every realtor in Berkeley and get them on my team and get them working for me, bringing me deals. I'm going to search the MLS every day. Every new listing that comes out of Berkeley, man, I'm in the car and I'm out there and I'm looking at the property. Now, let me tell you something. That sounds like a lot of work, knocking on doors, sending out letters, okay, working with all these realtors, going to open houses, going to view listings, okay? But you know what? The real estate community in Berkeley know Gary Masseri, and I create great relationships. And those relationships are growing. And that's because I'm working so hard, I know I'm going to sit back and I'm going to train other people in my real estate company to go out there and get deals. And I don't have to search deals anymore. And I want them to make the $40,000, $50,000 on their deals. But I don't care. Why should I care? Because they're going to make it because I showed them that I can make it and what the value of a real estate license really is. And I want you guys to do this. I want you guys to write a vision story. I want you to write and chunk it down into, okay, I'm going to get educated. Okay, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to have an activity plan. Okay, I'm going to build my realtor network of people, and they're going to bring me deals. And you know what? I'm going to look at every foreclosure that happens in my neighborhood. And where I'm marketing, and I'm going to go out there, I'm going to knock on the doors, and I'm going to tell those people, I'm your last resort, I'm your last chance, but guess what? You can have a deal. I'm going to buy your property. I'm going to buy your property. And you know what? Those people are going to say, oh my God, you know, I know that it's going to work. But I'm sharing with you what it takes to make the kind of income that most people never enjoy. We talk about strong desires. We talk about compelling dreams. we talk about focus and vision. But I could tell you why people don't get to where they want to go. Because their thoughts are about what's wrong in their life. Their thoughts about their bills that they have to pay. Their thoughts about their struggles that they're going through. Their thoughts are not on building a new life. We can snap your fingers, wave a magic wand, have the life of your dreams. And the crazy thing is, if you just would visualize how you want your life to be, instead of the way it is, and stop thinking about the way it is. Forget the facts right now. Live in your vision of your dream. Live it in your mind. The law of correspondence says that you're going to be who you are by the thoughts that you internalize. And those thoughts will become a reality in your life. But don't tell me you can't make $1 million or $2 million or $3 million a year. It's a lie. Look, I'm an old, fat, bald-headed guy with glasses. Give me a break. Okay? I want to tell you something. I got a prosthesis leg. And I take energy pills and I drink Monster juice, which is terrible for me, just so I can get out there and knock on those doors in Berkeley and talk to those realtors. It's not easy for me. Sometimes I work so hard, I come home and I fall in the chair exhausted. But you know what? I'll have my project managers. I got a wonderful team of guys. I got a great partner in my business. I got great relationships with the Berkeley Planning Department. Those agents know me. When I go to make an offer on them, I say, look, I know you're going to get 4 or 5 offers on this property, but I want to be the best offer you get. I want to meet all the seller's demands. I want you to help me market this home when I'm done. I win every freaking offer. That's how I do it. Now, I just poured my heart out to you guys for 4th of July so you guys would really understand about writing a vision story as if you're already living it. Wave the magic wand, snap the fingers, visualize your day, your week, your month, your year. Visualize what it means to you. Be self-motivated. It's one thing to say, I hate my job. It's one thing, I got terrible customers. It's another thing to say, you know, your relationships aren't going well. But man, you're stuck in a rat race unless you look at your new world and your new dreams. And then when you visualize that, you write the story as if you're already living it. Come back, so write it as you're living it. Don't say when or if, write it right now. And I wrote this vision story. I said, you know, I'm sitting here, the doorbell rang. You know, it was, I've got a check in the mail, came FedEx, and I wrote a best-selling book, and, you know, that's the way I wrote it. It didn't happen that way. But I wrote, I became a best-selling Amazon author. I wrote it as a New York, I'll be honest, and I was number one in 4 different categories. But had I not wrote that down and visualized and focused on it, I would have never achieved it. And if I didn't take that vision and say, you know what, I'm going to do 5 rehabs this year that are going to gross me, or I'm going to net me $1 million in profit, I never would have done it. And that's why I go out 3-4 days and look at 56 homes. That's why I'm meeting with Teresa, and she's going to run my mail campaign, and I'm going to mail out 500 to 1,000 letters every single week, and I want to be coming out a household name, REI Fortune, Signature Homes. I wrote a beautiful big sign that has all my company colors on it, man. It's like a 4x4, it's stick in the front yard. Signatures Homes by REI, Signature Properties by REI Homes. I'm going to stick it on the front. When they get my letters, the letterhead's all going to say Signature Properties by REI Homes. And people are going to know that we're going to be one of the best home builders and redevelopers in the Berkeley area, and the whole community is going to know me when I get done. Why am I passionate about doing that? Because I know if I work hard, that my vision that I shared with you about spending time with my daughter and my special needs grandson, I know that I'll have the time, and I won't hear from my daughter, I don't want to visit you, Dad, because you're always working. I goes, Julie, I hurt so bad when she says that. You see, I have a daughter that doesn't talk to me anymore, named Janine, because when she was growing up, all she ever saw her dad do was carry a briefcase. But what I want to say, I was a vice president of a Fortune 500 company at the age of 33, big fucking deal. You heard me. I don't have a relationship because all I did was work, work, work. I've always been a workaholic. Until I started dreaming about spending time with my family and setting my wife up for her retirement the rest of her life. Until those things motivated me to write that vision story, I never would have done what I'm doing today. So I want to go on more vacations. I don't want to own big homes and yachts anymore. I want to go on vacations. I want to spend time with my grandson. I want to know my daughter again. I want my wife to when I go and pass away, I want her to say, man, I love that man. I miss that man. He took care of me. Those are the things that are important to me. All right, so guys, I didn't mean to go so long on it. I'm going to open it up for questions that you have, but I hope you guys understand that, man, write your vision story as if you're already living it. Make it a couple paragraphs, snap your fingers, wave your magic wand, but let that be the motivating reason why you can chunk it down into a plan to say, I'm going to do how many wholesales, I'm going to do how many flips. You know, I don't care what the obstacles are. I'm going to get rid of the obstacles. I'm going to educate myself. I'm going to get mentorship. I'm going to make this thing work for me. All right. And when you write that down, you do everything and you never give up. You keep milestone goals and you set your goals and you never quit on your goals. If you don't hit your goals, you make a reset of that goal the minute you set the date. When you set a date to the goal, it becomes realistic. When you don't put a date on the goal, it's just a wish list. So I got a goal that says I'm going to start five rehabs before December 31st. And my God, I mean, I'm going to do it. And I don't care what it takes, knocking on doors, mailing out letters, meeting realtors, I'm going to do it. And I got it down. And right now, again, I'm writing offers like you cannot believe. And I'm winning those offers. So it's up to you guys. Okay, I gave you my heart. Goal setting, the realistic of goal setting is having a worthwhile vision story that's going to motivate you and drive you to do the activities that you need, overcome the obstacles, get your mind thinking about the way your life could be instead of the way it is. You know, it changes your mindset. I thank God every day for John Maxwell sitting in that class in Texas, teaching me to write that vision story. And I thank Brian Tracy for writing the book called Focus that taught me the law of correspondence, how to focus on things. What you think about, you bring about. What you focus, you get. Okay, when you concentrate. And by the way, that story I told you about the little kid that was burning leaves in a magnifying glass, that story was me. When I was 8 years old in a parochial school, that's what I used to do. And I remember that all my life about how I had to focus on that leaf and to start a fire to burn that leaf as a kid using a magnifying glass. And that focus taught me not to jump all over the place and run down this lane and run down that lane, but to stay focused on what's going to happen for me so I can have the accomplishments and the, you know, and the dreams and the lifestyle that I wanted so I can be. Have the time I need to spend with my wife and my grandson and my kids. Okay, it means everything to me. All right. Sorry, I kept going on and on. I'm going to stop the recording right now.